This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The death toll in Morocco surpassed 2,100 following a massive earthquake late Friday. Help in many forms is on the way.
As Moroccans and tourists visiting their country took part in blood drives at area clinics, Morocco's King Mohammed VI ordered the nation's armed forces to mobilize search and rescue teams. He also called for special prayer services Sunday at mosques. Many Moroccans have been sleeping in the streets for fear of aftershocks destroying their already damaged homes. The United States and others have offered support to the government and people of Morocco. Morocco has not seen this powerful an earthquake since 2004, when a magnitude 6.3 quake killed more than 550 people in one of the country's poorer regions. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden wrapped up his visit to Vietnam after talking with business leaders and discussing new partnerships between the two countries. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
At a meeting with business leaders, Biden told the CEOs that he wanted the U.S. and Vietnam to forge new partnerships and develop collaboration. Some of the deals announced include plans for a $1.6 billion Amcor technology factory in Vietnam and a $7.5 billion aircraft sale between Boeing and Vietnam Airlines. Later in the day, Biden sat down with Vietnam's president for a formal state luncheon. I'm Karen Chamas.
South Korean media say that a North Korean train, presumably carrying North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, has departed for Russia for a possible meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Citing unidentified South Korean government sources, the Chosun Ilbo newspaper reported that the train likely left the North Korean capital on Sunday evening and that a Kim-Putin meeting is possible as early as Tuesday. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Americans are looking back on the horror and legacy of 9/11 today, with people gathering at the memorial in New York City, the Pentagon in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, to observe the 22nd anniversary of the deadliest terror attack on U.S. soil. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
James Giacconi, whose brother Joe was killed at the World Trade Center on 9/11, is helping read the names of the nearly 3,000 being remembered there.
Me and other family members come every year to hear on loved ones' names spoken. If their name is spoken out loud, they don't disappear.
His brother lives on in his memory and the memorial.
When the plane hit his building, Joe disappeared.
Giacconi, like many of the other families, have no remains to bury. He wants to make sure 9/11 remains sacred.
I hope it never ends. It's a solemn day. It's important to remember that day. It's a day that changed history.
Julie Walker, New York.
Russian strikes on Ukraine killed two aid workers in Target, Kyiv.
Russian shelling reportedly hit a van carrying a team of four working with a Ukrainian NGO, killing two foreign aid workers in eastern Ukraine. The Road to Relief non-governmental organization identified one of the dead volunteers as a Canadian, while Spanish authorities said a 32-year-old woman had also been killed. Elsewhere, the head of Kyiv's military administration said over two dozen drones launched by Russia were shot down early on Sunday, with debris scattering across the capital and wounding at least one person. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken tried to reassure Ukraine Sunday that it will continue to be supported by its Western allies. Russia, however, just had local elections in four Ukrainian areas and illegally annexed, and Moscow appears determined to expand its invasion.
Blinken highlighted the suffering that Ukrainian civilians regularly go through as a result of Russian attacks. He was asked whether the United States will send long-range missiles to Ukraine, which could reach deep into Russian territories.
It's not only the weapon system itself, it's are Ukrainians trained on it? Are they able to maintain it? Can they use it effectively as part of their strategy? And we are working on that every single day. In terms of their targeting decisions, it's their decision, not ours.
Last week, Russian presidential spokesman Dmitry Peskov dismissed the importance of U.S. support to Kyiv. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News.
Sudanese activists and a medical group say that at least 43 people have been killed in a drone attack on an open market south of the capital. They say more than 55 others were wounded in the attack Sunday and were transferred to a hospital. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.